Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to investigate after classified documents were found at President Biden's home in Delaware. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett joins us. Major, was now the right time to appoint a special counsel?
Well, that's for the Attorney General to decide, and clearly the Attorney General has made that decision. The right time to appoint a special counsel is when you see no other way of resolving this matter within the Justice Department. And what does that mean? That the Attorney General believes this is a case where criminality may be involved, and the criminality is of such visibility and the underlying crime of such nature that if the Justice Department, through its normal prosecutorial processes, were to do that, it would raise political questions or not decide to prosecute. So he wants that decision to be in the hands of someone outside of Justice Department purview and supervision. It gets support and revenue and resources, but no supervision. And that is a key thing for the Attorney General. Basically, this is too hot to handle for the Justice Department. And not only that, he appointed someone who was a former U.S. attorney appointed by President Trump, a Republican in good standing, a very competent lawyer with deep experience in prosecuting and handling cases involving classified materials as former U.S. attorney in Maryland. So the Attorney General has tried to take this very hot issue and put it in a different place outside of the purview of the Justice Department and with a Trump-appointed former U.S. attorney leading it.
That would be Robert Hur. So, Major, this appointment of a special counsel, will this satisfy Republicans or will they conduct their own investigations, especially with their new majority in the House?
So it will probably satisfy the Republicans in this sense, that there's a special counsel appointed for former President Trump about two issues. We should remind our listeners of that. One is his potential mishandling of classified documents. The other is everything he did leading up to and including January 6th and the violent assault on the U.S. Capitol. So there are two matters for that special counsel. But on documents, there's now one for each. Republicans will see parallels in that, and politically they can say, well, they're basically equivalent. Whether they are or they aren't legally, they will say that. And what they've asked for, and I was talking to Jim Jordan, the House Judiciary Committee chairman, about this today, he said, we just want the same standards applied. So in that sense, with two special counsels about the same or near same underlying issue, they may be more satisfied than they were 24 hours ago.
Major, before we let you go, we've had Biden with some documents, obviously President Trump with documents. Is it possible that other former presidents and vice presidents have documents like that lying around their houses or offices, too?
It's possible.
Is this a thing?
Though we should hope not. And look, there are a couple of quick points to make on that. One, in terms of classification as a reporter, and I know lots of scholars who believe this and many lawyers do, too, our government at the federal level classifies too much anyway. But now some of these documents, even for Biden, top secret, I'm not talking about those, but I'm talking about lower level things that the public should see just as a matter of course. That's point one. Point two, sometimes this can be inadvertent, and there's no real history of serialized or even frequent or near frequent prosecution of inadvertent mishandling. The key question is, did you know? And in your knowing, were you willfully trying to do something that would jeopardize the safety of that information, meaning it could possibly fall into the wrong hands? Those are legal and prosecution questions. They are both front and center between the former President Trump and the current President Biden with the special counsels. And that's what's really where this is legally going to matter most. Was it damaging? And did you do it with some kind of intent that should be prosecuted?
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.